This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, time once again for our favorite thing where we destroy relationships.
Okay, come on.
We'll try to help.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have today, TX?
We have a lovely couple today, Matt and Kayla, and they are disagreeing on a lifestyle change that Matt wants to make.
Oh boy. Matt won the toss, so he gets to go first. Matt?
Yay.
What's going on? What kind of change you want to make?
Well, okay, so Kayla, as you'll find out, she's a workout fiend. You know, she loves to go along walks, do the stairs, weightlifting, Pilates, whole nine.
Nice.
Me, I'm not like that. I don't like. I'm much more cerebral. So I.
One way to call your wife dumb.
It was a little. There's a little something in there, isn't there?
Okay.
I might use that.
We might bring her in early if you don't get to the point here.
Oh boy.
Okay, I'll get right to it. So I'm like, look, you go work out, you go do your thing. I'm going to get the shot. You know, I'll lose weight that way. I do need to lose a little weight, probably about 20 pounds, not much. I mean, it's manageable, but you know, we're in Brave New World here. You know, like I'm on my Soma and I want the shot. And then when that happens, maybe I'll start working out and I'll feel more motivated to do it.
You think you're going to work out. You're just going to go. Just say, give me whatever semaglutide.
Get a head start on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do the glue, if you will, and just get down that way.
Okay, dude.
I'm losing it tonight.
I can't figure out if we like you or we don't.
Do
yet.
The glue?
Yeah.
I know. I like it.
It's okay.
So let's get Kayla in here. Kayla?
Yay.
Sounds like you do things the old-fashioned way.
I mean, some things. But I do like to work out and hike and stuff.
Not real bright, we hear.
But, yeah, not very cerebral, this one.
Who said that?
Nobody.
No, not us.
He just said that he was cerebral or something. I don't know what he was trying to pull there.
I don't know what that means. I have a master's degree.
Ooh.
I mean, just because I like to work out, I'm not dumb.
Okay.
And, ding dong, Matt.
Wow. He said I wasn't smart?
Well, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. It was Erica inferring.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this worse than it is. So you're
so
opposed.
This is already pretty bad.
Guys, I said they were a lovely couple.
I know you did. So you're opposed to him getting the poke?
I think we don't know what the long-term effects are of that, and I just don't understand why he won't try taking a walk and maybe eating some vegetables first.
Mm-hmm. Matt, I mean, I know that you guys have had this fight, or I assume you've had this fight over burgers and fries and her kale salad, but like, bring us up to speed. Why won't you work in a salad and walk a little bit?
I do eat a salad. I do walk. I just don't do enough of both for her, I guess.
But
and
is
I never
it
said
for
that
her?
Wasn't
or is it for you? Not, you said you wanted to lose 20 pounds, but...
I'm not asking him to do it for me. I'm asking him to build habits that will last a lifetime. And I feel like he's trying to cut corners and skip to end results. And honestly, it's making me... It doesn't seem like the person I fell in love with wouldn't do that.
Well... But it wasn't my idea, so I'm actually giving in to your idea. I'm just doing it in an easier way.
You told me you were trying to look better for me.
I want to look better for you.
Okay. Now, why? Okay. Do you have evidence? Like, why do you want to do the shot? I understand. I think the shot is a good thing. I know so many people on it, but like...
Yeah.
But what happens if you quote unquote do the glue?
Do the glue,
sorry,
baby.
I can't get over that. But if
I'm
you
do the glue, baby.
No, hold on. But if you do the shot, okay. What happens in a year? In 2 years, are you going to keep shooting, or are you going to make changes to keep?
I feel
the
like Erica's
off?
A little anti-glue.
I am a little anti-glue.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. You are.
I have struggled with my weight my entire life, and it's like, and then there's just this thing that you just
right.
do, and it just, but then what happened in 10 years? Am I going to just drop dead if I do it?
Well, it's hard to say, but
right?
like,
right. But I'd rather not have the unknown of that.
Mm. But you also, might drop dead of weight.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'm that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying
be more cerebral. What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying.
No,
like they
I know.
Say weight is associated with cardiac things and whatnot.
Right.
Again, but we have no idea.
But
and
there's
I'm glad,
also...
Thank you guys for not saying the name of any, because I don't want to talk about the brands.
Right.
Like
yeah.
it's, but.
Mm-hmm. There's just so much pressure now. Well, it's easy. Just do it. It's easy now. And it's like, so we all are just supposed to look super thin. And...
I don't want to be in a fight with you.
Yeah, it's okay. I won't fight
but
you
But like,
on
I'm
this.
Just saying. Like
yeah, when, we're not fighting either.
Like, I just need to ask.
I'm fighting with Matt, though.
I just
I'll
need
be
to ask you, Erica.
Yeah.
If you need to get somewhere that you've never been, do you use GPS on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. So you do accept
do
that
you
we've come a long
inject
way.
Inject GPS into your body for the map?
I'm saying we've come a long way and we found easier ways to do things.
But is easier better?
GLP-1s seem like. For a lot of people, I know a lot of people who are, I'm like, whoa.
Where it is actually beneficial. I also have like a little with it because I think we as a society view skinny as being what we want, but mm-hmm. it should be healthy.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, it'd be
Thank
healthier.
You. Yes.
Okay. Let me jump in with the phone number for all the O's and the T's and the W's and all the people who've mm-hmm. done...
It's oh, yeah.
I'm naming
the
brand names without
a T.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. It is a shortcut.
Yeah. For sure. But is that
but we're allowed
we
to take shortcuts.
But do we want to teach society that, like, you actually don't have to try very hard at all? Then what happens to our jobs in 20 years? Then what happens to having, I don't know, a care in the world? I mean, the whole thing. I understand.
I can't believe all of a sudden Ozempic is this gateway drug to the fall of society. Sorry, I just said one of the names.
But am I wrong? Like, if you go, well, I can eat whatever I want, but I can just take this shot and then
you're not building that structure. You're not actually training yourself to be better.
Right.
Yeah, but for those people who can't, we can either go down the Wally path.
Wait. Different.
There is two sides to this. There's the people who really need it, and then there's the people who
cosmetically. What if Matt really needs it?
I think his is cosmetic. He also does not want to put the work in. Sorry, Matt, but you did start by calling your wife dumb. So.
Did not.
I did not.
He did not. He said, I'm cerebral.
I'm cerebral. It doesn't mean she's
more. He said more cerebral.
He's like, I'm more of a cerebral. Never mind. Kayla.
Don't extrapolate that from that. By the way, just for the purposes of this vote or whatever you're doing,
yeah,
I did invent do the glue. That was me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, trademark that. Right. I'm sure the shirts are coming. Kayla, do you want to make a final argument before we take this to the jury and figure out?
Yes, please. Oh. I want to spend the rest of my life with Matt most of the time, like 99% of the time. And I want him to be healthy. I don't care what he looks like. I mean, I really don't. I just want him to be healthy. And I don't like the idea of him injecting substances that we don't. Okay. Really understand into his body, and that's my argument.
Okay. And yes, okay.
I love this man,
okay. And especially when he says do the glue.
I love both of you.
You are a great couple. And I think there is a compromise in between, but this is great mate debate, and we don't believe in compromise. You got to pick one side or the other side. Hang on right there. We'll get you a jury. I've been open about it. I tried it. I love biohacking. I'm on a ton of peptides.
Right.
I do a ton of vitamins. It made me so nauseous that I get why it works, but I don't want to live like that.
I also I'm outwardly I don't think it's the right thing to do. And then I have people I know on it and I'm like, yeah, do you.
Yes.
I have no judgment of them. I think it just bugs me that we've come to this as a society. Everyone needs to be thin. And if you're unwilling to do it, then you're the problem.
I just want to say, just for all the women who are calling in right now to yell at Matt, remember this argument. It's his body.
Mm. I'm going to literally kick your shins.
I'm just saying, do we have a right? Does even his wife have a right to tell him what to do?
That's where it gets tricky.
I'm just shocked that he didn't do the glue dude.
He'll never recover.
Trademark.
Yeah, he lost me in the first 5 seconds.
He's lost a lot of people. Pick a side. Is he doing the glue or is he working in a salad? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has turned into an argument on the show between Matt and Kayla, between Erica and the world.
Well, texters support me.
Here we go. Matt is a little bit overweight. He says 20 pounds, but anybody who says 20 pounds is probably 30, 40. We all lie about that, right? Oh, I could stand to lose 10. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'd be like, I'll lose whatever, right. But I don't, yeah.
Anyway, his wife, Kayla, is just kind of a fitness nut, and she's like, great, join me in the kale salad and the long walks and the box step ups. And he's like, no, I'm just gonna get the poke. I'm gonna get,
as he said,
do the glue. Is that what he said?
Do the glue.
All right, so Matt, Kayla, feel free to jump in with any of these people if you agree or disagree, and we're gonna find out if you're shooting yourself or not. Danielle.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt.
Why?
Yeah, do the glue.
Oh man, I do. Yeah, I'm falling in love with this.
Yeah,
dude.
Not making fun of you, Danielle. Making fun of Matt.
Okay, why?
Matt, I am on your side because I am on glue, and it boosted me to want to be healthy. It took me to a place I started to be happy, and my husband Antonio, he was very happy after the fact. So I say go for it.
Thank you. Okay, dude, you're trying to copyright too much stuff all at once. Tanya? Yes. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side.
Oh,
what? Why?
I am because I have diabetes, and the original reason behind these medications was to help lower people's blood sugar so that they can manage their diabetes better.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that losing weight is a side effect of Ozempic.
Yeah.
And because of that, in the beginning, when they started finding that out, it was very difficult for people who had diabetes to get their medication because they weren't able to get it because people were buying it just for the specific reason of losing weight.
Wow, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
There's
plenty to go around, right?
I think now there is.
Now there is, yeah.
Now there is.
All right.
I'm not even sure what's happening.
I'm not either. I'm just like, there's a lot of tension about. I didn't realize this was so, because the texts are very.
Can you, Eric?
They were very on Kayla's side.
Yes.
And now some more are coming in that's like, it is his body.
Can you read the nature one real quick? That one made me laugh.
Yeah,
really hard.
This one gave us a good chuckle.
It's his body. I really want to agree with that. Of course it's his body.
Yeah, but this texter says he should get liposuction like nature intended.
Oh my
and
God.
You know,
that's my
I love
whoever
said
whoever
that
person is, you have a slot in our heart forever. You're awesome.
That is funny, but that's rude.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot how smart Kayla is.
Right,
she's
going to
be.
Right.
Jeff?
Yai.
You, sir, are a physician. Is that true?
I am, and I'm on a GLP-1 right now. And I got to tell you, there are so many benefits to it. But the most important thing in terms of talking about mortality is that your mortality decreases because your chances of dying from diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, stroke decreases once you start decreasing your weight. So from a, I'm worried that he's going to die perspective, she's better off. Starts taking the GLP-1.
Yep.
But what if he keeps not eating well?
Right? Well, if he keeps eating like shoot.
yeah, no, we... go ahead.
Does it matter if he's skinny?
Yeah.
Skinny doesn't equal healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and aren't you, like, I understand the risk of hypertension and all that stuff, but we're talking about somebody trying to lose 20 pounds. Like, we're not talking about,
right.
I don't know,
well,
I don't, can't see you, Matt, but.
There's a big concern, too, because it's like, yeah, you could lose the weight real quick, but then if you get off of the GLP-1s, do you go back
what
to.
What does happen?
I don't know. And then if you're not changing your diet, do you swing the other way again? Is it a constant back
Jeff,
and
do you,
forth?
Do you find as a physician when people get off of it that they do balloon, or what happens?
Yeah, so they do gain back the weight. There's no question, but they don't gain back all of it. They gain back about 70% of it. So you still have some weight loss associated with it. And I don't know, Matt, how much weight do you have to lose?
Be honest, Matt.
25 pounds.
Did you take 25?
So he's perfect.
Yeah.
You said 45, right, Matt?
Yeah, I'm 25 pounds. And so, like, look, me and the doc are on the same page. You know what I'm going to say? We're both.
Oh, no.
Yeah, doing the glue. We got it. We got it, dude.
Unforgivable,
boy.
Matt. That phrase is the worst thing you've ever done.
Guys, good luck with this because we genuinely don't have an answer for you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is time for the world famous news or nope.
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
I hit something weird on the board. That's why I made a panic thing.
Okay.
I don't think it affected what's going over the air, but I hit a... Like, some of the buttons on the space shuttle here pushed down, and I didn't know they did.
Oh,
so I was touching a volume knob, and it went click, click, and I was like... Oh. And so then I jerked. So, like, if you go find this video, what
you'll
do we,
see,
do we
like,
put these on, like, YouTube? Is that where we put the long
YouTube,
stuff?
YouTube, And I can post a snippet of it on Instagram.
I mean, you don't have to. It was just a moment of panic, and then you looked at me panicked, yeah. And there was just this whole thing where it's like, we're okay!
I wasn't even aware anything was happening.
Okay, well.
I had my eyes closed. I was sick.
All right. News! Okay.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'll apologize right now because, yeah, I'm talking about Taylor Swift, but I'll keep it brief this time.
Oh, did she announce something?
No. Did she? I don't think so. So,
what do you think the shelf life of this is? I mean, I am a Swiftie. I am here. I am here with you guys. But like, look, nothing's happened until October something now.
Okay, back and seeing all of the Easter eggs that she left.
Which were a lot.
A lot. Like the one day that she wore the, I forgot which era it is, the skirt with the, is that 1989? What? Is that red? Where she did,
red would be red.
Oh, that was a t-shirt. During the Eras tour. Where it's the skirt, the orange skirt and the green
top. Oh, 1989, yes, was her like costume. Yes,
and she wore that on a specific day. On that day in her mop cart, she had a picture of a country or a city. No, it is insane.
Aaron's in a universe I'm not even in at this moment. I go there sometimes, but I'm not there now.
It sounds insane.
Yeah.
because she thought it out.
I just want to say a couple things. As a Swiftie, I am not allowed to nope it. And I think I've already used my nope. Yeah.
This is going to be quick, though. You guys are the ones making it quite long.
Okay.
So we got the release date, October 3rd, for The Life of a Showgirl. We also got the track listing.
Mm-hmm. She did let the track list out.
Yeah, so it's 12 tracks. She has confirmed there will be no deluxe of this. Everyone always goes, it's a double album. She did that last time. She's like, this is it.
This is a pop record made with Max Martin, so it's going to be like...
It's allegedly made to win awards.
Yeah.
And to hear that she did it, did everybody just hear that?
Yeah, I sure did. I don't know what's happening.
I think it was that button you pushed earlier.
It could be. She made it in the middle of the tour. That is psychotic.
And that is super relevant to this fan theory that started to run wild. So one of the songs, track 6, is called Ruin the Friendship. And people started going, oh my gosh, it's about Blake Lively.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But she revealed very clearly that and she probably did that on purpose. She recorded this while she was on her European leg of the tour.
Okay.
She was flying to Sweden back and forth. All of the Blake Lively stuff happened after that. So she could have done one song later and added it. But I also think I don't know that she would go there with her music. She goes there with,
she goes there with ex-boyfriends. So why not go there?
And like with Kanye West and Kim and all that.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Did she have any other friendship falling outs?
Katy Perry, kind of.
But they didn't like each other.
They're fine.
Because like, wasn't there a dancer?
Yes. It was like a whole, they were stealing dancers from each other. I don't know. So allegedly, there's no way it's about Blake, but I will know when we hear the song.
The other thing that I learned yesterday with the whole Easter egg thing, which I am not down the Aaron rabbit hole.
We'll have to find that clip and send it to you guys because it makes sense.
She's a genius.
It does.
It's a lot.
She did say, her Easter eggs are 100% about music.
Yes.
Never about her personal life.
Yes. Yeah.
So cool it.
Yes.
With all the little weirdos are like, this is something to Travis. It's like, no, it's not.
It's always about music.
It's about the music. She doesn't.
But isn't her music about her personal life?
That's different. Those aren't the Easter eggs.
Hack. Seriously. You might, maybe when the Swiftie things happen, you might need to go into a little chamber of silence.
I think so,
little cone of solitude, as
he
it
makes,
were.
He asks a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep me off the group text, whatever you guys are doing. I'm busy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Gen Z is keeping themselves busy by bringing back Jazzercise.
No, they're not.
I'm kind of down.
What is Jazzercise? I forget.
It's the exercise aerobics. It's the like dance.
And you have like a little thing that you step up onto and step back down. I think my mom used to teach Jazzercise now that I'm doing this. And we would have to sit in the back and watch her.
Oh,
really? I'm so serious now. Because she definitely did.
I can't look at you the same after watching your little shoulders do the thing and the jazz
and
hands.
Seeing the pictures of her as a dancer.
As a baby dancer.
So freaking cute.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, I just want to ask again. I don't want to be kicked out of the Swiftie clan. I don't, but like, all of our social media posts are becoming like you. We have requests to send.
It'll be this week and the week of the release.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
We know limits.
Like the video background for TEAC right now is the orange sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our Instagram and Facebook are changing to orange sparkle.
Yeah.
I demanded my background be changed.
Yeah, but I'm like, hey guys, we are not Taylor Swift. I just wanted to just.
No, but it's fine. It's different.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. You're not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Thank you for the update.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some news that we haven't really covered on the show. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband passed away August 7th. Now his obituary has been released, and it doesn't mention Kelly in the obituary.
What?
At all, even though they share two children together.
Didn't they have a bad relationship?
They had a really bad divorce.
Okay.
But the time she's been taken off the show was to take care of him in his stage four melanoma battle.
So it gets a little even heavier, I guess. They describe a woman named Brittany Marie Jones. She's a former production assistant for Clarkson, and she was Brandon Blackstock's executive assistant. They call her his beautiful and loving partner in life and business.
Yeah, and so they were having a relationship.
Yeah, and they don't mention Clarkson, even though they have two children together. So it's pretty icky. And I don't know how that works. I mean, if you move on in a relationship, but you pass away, do all your spouses get mentioned? I would think if you have children with
you
them,
you definitely
that would
mention that one. And especially if she was by his side at the end of the relationship, or the end of his life, even though he was a J-hole to her.
And tried to like take her money.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it also, just fair is fair, it also does not mention Blackstock's first wife, who he has two older children with. So neither of his two previous got mentioned. Still a little weird.
The fact that he was in a relationship with her former, like, production team is yucky. It makes me believe it was happening.
Can we make a new rule that the third story, which is usually the final story, is not depressing and includes an obituary?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my gosh.
We'll address it later.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know what we do for a living?
What?
Like, we play a song and then we know what we're going to do after the song.
Yeah.
And we seem like we don't. Well, and I think this time it's my fault.
Wait, I was like, my fault? I didn't do anything. I was 0% involved in what just happened.
Slacker called me crusty.
I did, and I'll explain it some other time.
Like Krusty the Clown.
That little bitch. She's just got this energy right now that's making me a little bit.
A crusty energy?
Of.
That's the greatest insult you can give to a woman.
Okay, so then we're not going to have time to talk about the other thing. We have to talk about the crusty thing.
We
then?
Can talk about the other thing another time.
Okay, but like,
what's going on with Krusty
Aaron
the Clown?
Aaron is slowly but surely. So Aaron is responsible for a lot of things on the show.
Yeah.
Like, she does the videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, but I'm ready to take it away from her. Because she doesn't know she's in a room with other people sometimes. She doesn't know that we can hear. Like, I've talked about this.
Oh, I'm aware. I just don't care.
Right.
Because I'm working.
But that makes me want to hit you in the head with a bat. That
sounds like a personal problem.
Kick you in the throat. Like,
I feel like I'm watching, like, marital counseling right now.
It's like, the more deeper she gets into this role, the more she loses boundaries.
But the better our socials
no,
are.
No, not necessarily, because there'll be times where it's like, literally, I'm in the middle of a sentence like, Amber, oh my God. That is a whole other thing.
Wow.
That just happened.
Oh my God, I'm leaving the room. I'm done. Who were you even referring to?
I was referring to Erica's, what makes it even worse. We were just talking off air. Hey, listeners, Amber is a great woman. She was on the show for a little bit. Like 3 years ago,
amazing
maybe more.
Spray tans.
She's great. Spray tans by Amber. Great spot. Love
it's
her.
It's bronzed and bonded now.
Is that okay? Great. She's not on the show. Stop DMing us. Stop texting Amber. You're so funny. Amber is funny. She's just not here.
Right. For a long time.
But like, we just like.
No, we've got Slacker, T-Hack, Erica, and Krusty now.
Yeah. Forget Amber. It's
come on,
now.
Call me Steve.
I have a name to call you, but you don't want me to call you.
Lil D?
Everyone, if I say the name, the listeners will never let it go.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So, like, sometimes. Just a second ago, we were talking about, we got a text that called one of you Amber or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was about a video. So that's why when I just looked at Erica, Jesus. Okay, just can you tilt your mic so I can see the name tag at the bottom? There we go. Erica.
Yeah, that's me.
Erica will ask me like, hey, what's going on with this or whatever. I start to talk to her and we're just kind of talking. And then Aaron just goes, take it over the room. Shoebox tree.
What?
Death is a meatball. She starts saying. She just starts saying,
no, I never said death is a meatball.
Death is a meatball. Yes.
Back me up. Yes. She just
word
starts.
Word
for word. I'm with Aaron on this, or whatever her name is.
Krusty. So
wait,
she's.
How is that Krusty energy?
Because it's when you combine it now with the Ebola or whatever's wrong with her.
She's been very ill this week.
Okay, I so, scooch my chair over a little. I didn't know. That's serious.
So now it goes from the little Tourette's things that she does where she just has outbursts, but now they come out like Krusty the Clown. She's like, get over here. And she's just like, I can't find it. I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Oh my God. And you're just like, I'm trying to.
Someone last week did text in saying, like, I didn't realize Aaron was one of Marge Simpson's sisters.
It's legit. You're a Simpsons character right now. That's why I'm calling her Krusty. I'm sorry that this happened. I know we were going to talk about something else and we can get to the other thing, but I feel so much lighter.
I'm glad you got that off your chest. It took a bad turn.
But tell me I'm wrong. I know you won't admit it, but she does this thing now.
No, where, no, she, I don't just shout random things.
You
do. No, I don't.
Saying death is a meatball.
No, I'll be like on, I'll be editing a video
but
and
Aaron,
I'll say
no
like, no,
else
I
is,
don't want that.
Right, but no one
but
else
But I'm
is,
not saying death is a meatball.
Here's the thing. Like, you narrate your life really.
I talk, all out loud.
Really loud in a room where there are other conversations happening.
You guys are talking too loud and my inside thoughts get drowned. So I need to say it out loud.
It is a little bit like when I'm talking with my wife and then my son just comes up and he's like, are we going to get ice cream later? And you're like, excuse you. Just a second.
Right.
Let us finish.
And I understand she's doing something for the show.
But I'm not talking to you guys, so just ignore me.
That's the problem. You're not talking to anyone.
It's fine.
You're crazy.
Well, the problem is I know exactly what she's doing when she says it.
It doesn't matter.
I know. The other problem is she has an office 45 steps away.
I know. She could step outside and do it. It's like, this is meatball.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is one of the weirdest subjects we've ever tackled. Right now, we want to hear what's in your car.
Right.
But I like if you call and say first aid kit, you're not going to get through. It's got to be, like right now, the amount of noise my car makes when I turn corners.
What is in your car?
I have 24 cans of stupid witch's brew from Alani.
Oh. Like, and why have you not taken those from him yet?
Because she drove to the Walmart in Brighton and bought her own. So then I'm like, I'm torn between hiding these from her for...
Those can be like office ones.
Maybe I'll just bring them up later. Yeah, yeah. But it just sounds like I got a dead hooker in the back every time I take a corner because it's like, ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk. It's
why
just
would
like,
you know what that sounds like, yeah. Slacker?
It's a very distinct sound. Yeah.
Oh, his neighbors are used to it.
But like, I remember a long time ago, there was somebody who had a rollover off of 470 and they were like a medical device salesman. And like their debris field had like syringes and speculums and all sorts of like, and you're just like... I'm sorry, but it was weird because if you're just driving by, you're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What,
if you don't see the car itself.
So if you got in a wreck, it would just be, what are these cans? Energy drinks?
It's some sort of energy drink that Erin was afraid she's not going to be able to get enough of.
Because they're a seasonal flavor and they're so good and everyone knows it. And now it's not a secret anymore. So you have to stock up on them.
So if you got in a crash, you'd be like, that guy really had a problem.
Right.
Oh my God. That's even for me.
Because there's times where, like, I roll around if I'm doing stuff. Like, I knew I had a gardening project coming up, so I had shovels in the back. I bought shovels, and I had, like, the underlayment, the plastic and
you
stuff.
You had tarp?
Yes.
So it looked like you were murdering someone?
And rope.
I have a bad habit of leaving shoes in my car for, like, a long time. Years and years ago, I went to Stagecoach and I wore these little white cowboy boots and they hurt my feet so much. I threw them in the trunk of my car and they were there for years.
Why?
Well, what if I needed them?
What if I need to cowgirl up?
Uh-huh.
But you don't...
And there were other pairs of shoes in there as well.
So that's your weird thing is you have...
Like... Yeah, none currently because I got a new car.
Mm. And you didn't transfer. Good for you. Way to have a boundary.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a car at the time that I got my new car. So when you took them,
okay. Well, congrats. So
did you ever do the switch? Did you ever go to the trunk and switch the shoes, like put them on?
No.
Okay. But you still had multiple.
Yeah, that's just ready, just in case.
I just think there are people who have like pieces of a nuclear reactor.
What?
Just like chilling in there?
Just like your job, if your job is like at Lockheed Martin and it's just like, yeah, I've just been carrying this one piece with me. Like you probably, or the triggers for a nuclear bomb. Like, you know what I mean? Like people have weird crap in their car.
Yeah.
I don't want this to fail miserably.
I still have my snowboarding gear in my car.
That's asking for someone to rob you.
You never know when you're going to pull over and see a nice hill.
In August?
I don't know.
Or in any month outside of like,
yeah, what are you doing?
You never know.
I want them to be weirder than that. Do you think people are going to have?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you have?
We got some weirdos listening.
If you're a weirdo and you have something that will blow our minds in your car, please let this not fail. We want to hear the weird crap riding around with you. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was very nervous because I had to stop by your house recently and I have something real weird in my trunk. And
you said that and I don't...
I'm glad you didn't notice because it's hard. It's weird to explain.
Is it a cardboard cutout of Slacker?
Close, kind of. I forget that it's even back there, but in my trunk there is a pillow that is bigger than I am.
What?
Of a skeleton. A straight up skeleton, like a bigger than life-size skeleton in my trunk.
Why?
Because it's not Halloween yet, but we saw it and we're like, oh, our kids will love that. So we bought it and it's kind of a surprise for them. So Leo, if you're listening, turn off the radio.
It's you just, already said you were going to turn off the radio after the thing.
It's just been in my trunk forever now. And
that's
so
creepy,
I forget and I'll go to my trunk and I'll open it and it's like, oh.
That is exactly what we're looking for. Because you have to worry, like if you get in a crash, a body is going to fly out.
They're like, that's a skeleton guy. Yes, and I didn't want you to open my trunk and you're like, what? What is this?
Am I next? Do you think that I somehow make a habit of just walking up to people's cars? You parked in my driveway. It's my eminent domain. I get to search your car.
It feels like that. It feels like it should be open to you.
Also, what are your kids going to do with this large pillow?
That's a great question.
We plan to set it on like one of the benches in the house as just kind of a decoration.
Okay.
But it's, I don't know. If I remember it, it might just be in the trunk all season.
Like, is anybody in this room? There's nobody in this room. I went through a little phase where I was a prepper.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. Yeah. You can be a little bit of a prepper and be fine. Like, have an extra pair of clothes.
I know, Aaron, and I'm not calling you a tramp or anything, but I know you went through a phase where at any given time, you were like, oh, I can change like four times today if I wanted to. You roll with clothes.
I did, yeah. But that was also at the time where my sister was in and out of the hospital, so I didn't. Right. I didn't know where I was staying that
night.
Bad
now,
yeah, she pulled the sister card and shut down that.
Don't worry, those clothes came in handy at other times. Right.
Okay, okay.
Walk of shame is no thing for Aaron. She's got extra clothes. All right.
Or what about like filled Gatorade bottles in the back, you know, if you're a trucker?
Filled?
Something
ew.
Like that.
Oh, ew. Gross. I've never understood why you keep it.
Yeah, what is
what
that?
What are you supposed to do with it?
That's a biohazard.
You can just throw it in the trash, right?
If you're in an accident.
You guys don't understand how this works. Nobody gets it. If you keep it, you're dumb. And I hate people who pee.
You
and
don't
then,
throw it out the window.
You do.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then on to other cars.
You don't throw the, like on my walks.
You empty it? You just.
You empty it.
No.
You hold your arm as far away from your car as you can because you're
getting dribbled.
You're peeing all over the side of your car. But yeah, you absolutely empty it. I don't want to ride with my pee. There's a reason I just peed in the bottle.
Yeah. Get it out. Reuse the bottle.
Yes!
He's green, Erica.
You guys need help.
Here's the weird thing. I don't always have Gatorade bottles. I just have little water bottles. And this is difficult.
We didn't need to know.
There is target practice happening where it's almost worse because you're just like.
What song is next?
It's not difficult for everyone, Slacker.
All right. What is the weirdest, please call. What is the weirdest thing? If anybody's still listening, I'm sorry. I don't always empty pee. Sometimes I empty my water bottle.
I don't need to know more about your pee.
But I just want to know if you're driving behind me and I'm dumping a bottle. Sometimes it's just the hot water from my car.
All those bottles you get back there.
Yes.
Empty them now.
Those are BJ's bottles.
You've never looked back there, Erica.
No, I don't go behind the board. It's not my place.
Okay. Weird stuff in your car. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the weird things in your car.
Like the thing that you'd be embarrassed if you got in an accident and it ended up in the road.
Yeah, okay.
Or if the police pulled you over and they were like, they just happened to catch it out of the corner of their eye.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. This guy, hold on. I need to figure out how to do this. We haven't used this in a while. This guy needs a little VD.
Voice disguiser.
Yeah, sorry. Robert.
Hi, y'all. So this will be a fun one. Okay. I have, I don't know how I can say it on the radio, but it's a personal device. Oh. I'm wanting to call them a Bob.
A Bob? Battery operated buddy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a Bob just in my car, you know, in case you're on break.
You just in case you're on break?
On break? Yeah. Oh, just in case I'm on break. For what?
I'm overdue for a break, actually.
My gosh.
You just have it sitting where? In the passenger seat?
No, I'm civilized. I have it in the glove box, you know.
In the glove box.
Okay.
Okay. Of course.
Right. And man, if that just.
Yeah, you just never know.
Do you keep your registration in there too? So when a cop pulls you over, yes. And you have to open up the whole glove
license
box?
And registration, you're like,
I could get out of a ticket. It'd be great.
I don't know that's.
No.
All All right.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Let us know.
Sterling?
Yay.
Yay.
What's in your car?
Hi. I have a collection of...
A collection of...
No, no, no. You cut out.
Oh, no.
Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, now yes. We can. A collection of what?
I have a collection of cowbells.
Oh, just any, you might need it. You never know.
And more cowbell.
Yeah. Doesn't it
make
cowbell.
It's going to make a great sound when she crashes.
Why are you willing her crash into the universe?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll make it cool. Like, dunk, 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 dunk,
dunk. Whoa.
The oyster cult?
How did you start the collection?
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So basically, growing up, I played soccer, and my parents would bring cowbells to all of my games.
I get it now.
And I have since taken ownership of my mom's car, and the cowbells are still in here 15 years later.
Oh, my gosh. And now there's no way you can get rid of them. That's so cute.
Yes, okay. You don't have to get rid of them. Just bring them inside.
No, they're a part of the car now.
Okay. That's cute.
That's cute.
Thank you. It's much better than taking a break with the last guy.
Yeah.
Christine?
Hi there, yay.
Yay. What's in your car?
Well, it's my roommate's car. He is a wound vac salesperson, and he has a silicone bear butt always in the back of his car. And
he is a
very
what?
Yeah, I didn't hear what kind of salesperson he is. He's a what kind of salesperson?
A wound vac.
A what?
He's a wound vac.
And what is that?
Oh, they're my sister had one. They're vacuums, but they're covered up, and so they help heal big wounds faster, like open wounds.
And so why the bear butt?
That's where I'm confused.
Unrelated.
I bet it's the demo, right?
Yep, exactly.
It's to show how.
Like, but could you have wounds in places other than your bare butt?
No, but yeah.
Highly unlikely.
Okay, that's it'd be some splaining.
Right.
Why is there a butt in your car? Thank you for the call. I need to get VD going again here. Candy?
Yay.
You are disguised as well. What is in your car?
Happy time, fun time, raincoats.
Fun time,
raincoats. He's talking about relations raincoats.
Right.
And poppers and a little blue helper, a little blue pill.
So you just got a party wagon.
Why is it in your car?
Oh, well, because you never know.
Because I work on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and relations time is the scheduling is
I get it,
but I wouldn't be bringing all that to work.
No, it stays in the car. Well,
yeah. So if something pops off, you're just ready.
And so. The blue pill is not a necessity.
Yep.
But if you tried it, you'll always want to use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm happy for you, VD.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all. It's his name is Candy.
Okay, sorry, Candy.
Leslie.
Yeah.
What's in your car?
I have a 3 toddler training toilets in my car.
And do you have
3
toddlers?
No.
Why would anyone need 3?
Great.
They don't all go at the same time. Unless they're triplets. Like, what are you doing?
I was a preschool teacher, and a dad said he had some extra, and I have a newborn baby. And so I said, sure. Like, I take all baby stuff. And he has twins. And then he goes, I actually have 3. And so that's how I have 3.
Do you just keep them in there?
I haven't decided where to put them.
Hand-me-down toilet.
Yeah, feels weird.
You bleach it and it's fine.
No.
Yeah.
You bleach it and it's fine.
Oh my God.
I think Slacker could use one of them. You don't have to do the bottles anymore.
I'll take the third one. Miguel?
Yeah.
What's in your car?
That's really my wife, but she has a habit of leaving a bunch of unfinished like sparkling drinks or like energy drinks.
Your wife is my fiance. In my car, in his car, in the office, everywhere.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time once again for the infamous, famous diary. Who is getting heat from their friends right now about this thing?
Oh, me.
Coffee Juan came over today, and I did not picture him as a diary guy. And he's like, I gotta know. He's like, I got some traveling I gotta do. I'm like, can I get ahead so I don't miss anything? I'm like, no. Right. No, I'm like, you can just watch it on Instagram, get it on the Odyssey app, but like, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although it's kind of a side business we could open up, like dollar a page kind of thing to read it.
Oh my gosh.
Hold up.
$5.
Yeah.
A dollar. Yeah. Come on.
Patreon.
Ooh. Oh.
Do you want to know how the diary ends?
Wow. But then we would know.
I forget things. I'll do it.
Yeah. My childhood best friend lives here, and she texted the other day and said, so where do you keep this diary? Is it like in your car? Is it? Yeah. I said, are you trying to break in? Yeah. And she was like, no, like I need to know. I was like,
just wait. We're all doing it together. So the last entry was about, I forget, she's not pregnant.
She's not pregnant. And then she was like,
oh, and then we had to veto. I used my veto. Mm-hmm.
Which people said thank you, and that was a good one. So
here's the problem. Both Erica and Aaron have used their veto. Now I've used mine. There's only one left. It is in the hands of the world's largest hoarder. So I guarantee you.
Oh, you feel good about it?
Well, I feel like he's not going to, you know me.
He'll never use it.
No, we'll browbeat him into using it at some point.
I remember in the first day of fifth grade, our teacher showed us this, like, read a book about, they gave out coupons at the beginning of the year for like, you could skip a day, you could like all these things. And the lesson of the book was don't hoard them. You got to use them before it's up.
Right.
And I had all of them on the last day of school. I didn't
use
any of them.
And you felt good about it?
I didn't learn the lesson. Yeah. I still have them to this day.
Do you know how I started this with like friends are really like desperate to hear the diary?
Yeah.
We've just spent the last few minutes not giving them exactly what they want right
here. That's true. I'm so sorry.
So she's not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
She told Mike and he...
Oh, that's right.
He was mad because she kept it from him for a while.
And he wants to be a dad like ASAP.
That's right. Oh my God, I forgot. And then she said like, she looked in the mirror or something. Like, am I ready to be a mom or something?
I looked in the mirror and knew I wasn't about to be someone's mother. Said... No. Huh?
I know. She, like, sometimes I can't
tell. The sign that hung over my head when I looked in the mirror and knew I wasn't about to be someone's mother said no.
And I just don't understand the imagery of that.
It's cryptic. Mm-hmm. Is the no like, wow, I really want that. I'm sad that I'm not. Or was the no like, this is just not the path?
And then somebody in the room said the no was for Mike.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm. That's the path I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm. Is it kids in general? Is it kids with Mike? Is it she sad?
Kids, but Mike wants kids, so she knows.
Okay, so that entry was from when?
That was from August 10th.
Okay,
we are at September 14th. Jeez. Handwriting is looking a little wacky, but nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Okay. School is awesome. I didn't realize that I had missed learning so much. I feel bad that I had to cut back my hours at the bank. Oh, that answers our question at the bank. But my boss is really cool and understanding about it. I haven't given myself too much time to feel sad about the fact that after I finish my MBA, I won't be working at the bank anymore. It's a whole new life and kind of a whole new me. Mike says he's glad to see me so happy and confident. Mm. He's the kindest man I've ever known. I am so lucky. I know.
Hack.
No, I know. I don't feel good about it. That was a good full page.
Yeah, it was fine.
Hack.
Yeah, no. Hack. No, I think we gained enough because we know she still likes Mike.
Oh my God.
Which is interesting.
The three of us can vote to take over his veto.
I'm not burning it. No, we just did yours.
We can.
No. That was the school fine year. Entry.
We'll yeah.
I'll hold it.
There's a lot to unpack here. Like, she's still with Mike. She's not going to be working at the bank. But is she just convincing herself to be with Mike? What was that?
She's getting
know
her
about?
MBA. Like she, we knew MBA. She was going back to school, but we didn't know what for.
Yeah.
Now we know.
What does MBA mean?
I don't know.
Your Masters of business.
She's going to play for the Nuggets. I think that's MBA.
All right. Okay. I get really tired of the negative energy around Mike. I really do.
She literally
there's not negative
the
energy.
The entry prior is like Mike would have really loved this, and I'm not ready for that. Your
I'm gonna lose it with you.
You're like,
you're negative all the time, except for about
Mike. I'm not anymore because you're like, you and Hack have always been like, I don't know if Mike's right. Oh, this is right. Am I crazy?
It was a little soon when they moved in.
It was also
they moved in not because he asked her genuinely. She kind of had a crisis with Kim. He's like, well, you can live with me. That's a little different than like, we're ready to take the next step and I'm asking
you. That's when it happens. Just life happens and then you move in together. Like you guys are just so...
My feelers are up a little. That's all I'm saying.
Mike is so kind. Mike is lovely. And just because he wants... To me, it's... She may be not ready to be a mom, but like, this is a man who sees children with her. That's a really good sign.
Yeah, of course it is. Not if she doesn't want that.
But at least it means he loves her enough to want to spend. He's not going to hit it and quit it. Like,
clearly not.
Right, I'm just saying. But like before, everyone was like, I don't know. I don't trust. Like, he's in it for the long haul. He sees kids with her. He wants little brown-eyed, brown-haired babies. Like, that's great.
Well, right? Yeah, she says she thinks he would react that way, I guess. I don't know. Isn't he a little older, too?
He must be.
There's no 26-year-old boys like,
Aaron, get your let's notes get them out.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if we know. 26 now, right?
She's 26.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if he's a little older, he might just be ready for that next step.
I also have bad news.
What?
The next entry is in another month.
So this one was in September. So you guys, I want to say it one more time. That's good news. She's so happy.
Yeah.
She's so happy that she's not writing.
She's also just busy.
Yeah, she's happy and she's busy. That's good.
Find a new diary.
No.
Find something more consistent.
Do a veto and then we can hear some more.
No.
All right, next entry a full month away, but you'll hear it tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Last night was super fun. Aaron and I had girls night.
Super fun. You guys were riding a high.
I was on a journey like I've never been before.
Whoa.
And that does sound...
Little mushrooms, well, I think.
I sat in front of you. I'm concerned.
Well, no, yeah. No, it's just not during the show, although incredible show.
Yeah.
What did you see, Les Mis?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Keep asking if it was Les Mis. There were some
really serendipitous
things happening, and one of which was, obviously, we had just done the live stream. Taylor announced like the release date of I almost said death of a showgirl. The life of a showgirl.
Which I want to say was awesome. I don't, like, we didn't hit that enough. You guys, like, were working your butts off to make that work.
Mostly Aaron.
And it was awesome. Thanks for joining it.
Thanks for commenting.
It was great.
We'll do more of those. We're thinking about going live on Instagram more often, right?
Someone suggested doing a live reading of the diary.
We'll see. I would love to.
I have zero problems with it.
Yeah, no, we should do it.
The problem is,
if I can't read.
Yeah. Well, we never, like, it is just what it is, but, like, I'm just afraid if it's one of those ones with a ton of F's in it, if standards and practices aren't awake.
Well, I could bleep myself on that.
Because here's what I'm saying. Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
Because the bleep, to my knowledge, works on the radio. But not on Instagram. Like when you shoot videos, you have to bleep it again, right?
I do just in case, but like yesterday, Travis Kelce had.
Yeah, he was just like blah, 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 blah.
So, but it wasn't bleeped.
Right.
Okay. So it was fine.
Yeah. It's Instagram. It's
okay.
The free press.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So anywho. What was fun was then we get to Moulin Rouge and it's a very showgirl show. So that was just like a cute little tidbit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's funny you get it confused with Les Mis because I get it confused with Chicago.
That's more reasonable.
Much more similar.
I don't know what is what.
Les Mis is about like people dying
during like a war.
You know,
three of these things are in a Jeopardy category. I call things Slacker will never ever go to.
Okay.
I don't do musicals.
You would have enjoyed Moulin Rouge because they do modern music.
I know. I keep saying I don't do musicals, but then Wicked was so effing good. So. God. Okay, sorry.
What was that? But there was something else that happened that actually involves T-Hack. And
Girls Night Out. How would it involve T-Hack?
Yeah. I invited A-Hack.
Oh, that's right, because you don't have any friends. You're very lonely.
I literally have no friends.
Besides A-Hack.
Maybe. Well, no, besides right here and A-Hack, who then were both there.
Can I just point out a little thing before
I don't want to hear it.
Before we drive a bus over A-Hack and T-Hack's relationship. Mm-hmm. Aaron, are you the person who didn't invite Erica to Gracie Abrams?
Yeah,
is that the same girl?
But I also,
so that's your friend right next to you?
Didn't go.
But she forgot I existed.
Right, but you didn't invite her before you didn't go.
She did have an extra ticket and said,
I was just going to go alone.
I was just going to go alone. And I said, that's super interesting.
Right.
News.
No, she said I asked all my friends and they couldn't go. Remember that? Remember
no,
when she
I
said
didn't.
She asked all of her friends?
So what happened with A-Hack?
What did happen? I don't know what you're going to say.
You don't know?
I can tell by your nervous energy that you do. You have... So here's the deal. Do you want to... This is one of my favorite things that happened on the show. When somebody goes, I have a bone to pick with you. And then everyone else like guesses what it is. And it turns out we just expose 47 secrets of that person before we get to the real thing. Do you want to blow a different thing? Like tell something else that you think happened?
No, not at all.
Do you feel confident that you know what I'm going to talk about?
I feel pretty confident. Okay. Yeah.
Because you told there was a wardrobe issue.
Yeah, because she was asking me, or I was saying, like, I don't think you need to dress up super nice. Like, I don't want you to.
I don't want her to be the Bugle or whatever.
But I don't want her to feel out of place and be like the only one in the gown. And it's like, I knew you were meeting listeners and like, it's just people from all over. So I was like, you just.
You didn't want her to dress like a slob.
No, which she never does, but I'm just like, I don't think you need a gown. And then she was like, everyone's wearing a gown.
No,
like, sorry.
No, but they weren't.
Erin wasn't.
Weren't.
Erica wasn't.
No. Well, I changed. No, I was wearing a t-shirt and a skirt.
Okay.
And yeah, I told AHAC, I'm like, oh, Erica's wearing like an orange sweater and a and some
that
blue
was
jeans.
For something. Oh.
It was for something else. I didn't know how many outfits you got in there.
I did change outfits three times yesterday. Okay. And that was just for work.
Okay.
So listeners, we love them. They were all great.
Yeah.
We sent them inside because I was waiting for AHAC. I had her ticket. And she was a little frazzled when she came up and was like, oh my gosh, thanks for waiting for me. I was like, no big deal at all. And then she says, I was backing out of the driveway and I hit the basketball hoop.
Oh no.
And she said it was bad enough. She had to run back inside and let T-Hack know.
Is it bad for the car or for the hoop?
I don't believe
it. Who cares about the car?
That's what I was so afraid of.
I think the car is fine.
She could blow the car up and you would not care. But your pride when...
I didn't realize that the basketball hoop, you know, because I joined
the
show
spot.
Post you getting this hoop.
Okay,
I was under the impression that the hoop was for your children.
No. No, it's for me.
It's like when I got into Legos or when my son got into Legos.
Yeah, it was really...
Yeah, it's 100% for me. I'm buying, he's like an infant breastfeeding and I'm buying him like 16 plus.
Right, like the, yeah. He legally can't have
those
for
a while. He can't even touch them, yeah.
Yeah, this, it was legitimately for me. I was like, I need to get back out there and shooting. Like that's what basketball was to me for so long, was just shooting in a driveway. And then you kind of, you play in real games and stuff and you lose kind of that fun. And I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to get better. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I need to get back to
shooting in the driveway.
Shooting in the driveway, exactly.
So where's the hoop?
Yeah. Where do we stand or not?
Do you
want to
talk
now?
About it? Or do you want to...
I was not ready to talk about this.
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy. Really?
Yeah, the hoop. So, yeah, I was getting the kids in the bath. She had left. She runs back in. I hit the hoop. It's not knocked over or anything, but I hit it. So we went out and we looked, and the hoop was, like, moved. So she got it with the car so much that it, like, shifted the hoop, you know? Like, she
like the,
drug
the
it,
bottom.
Kind of the front.
Yeah, because it's a big weighted thing.
Yeah. It's a portable hoop. So
but it didn't knock over. It didn't fall over.
It didn't
over.
Knock over, but it cracked.
Pretty, where?
Pretty big. On like there's like the front plate on the base. There's a crack in it. So?
Does it still operate as a hoop?
Well, I don't know. Yes, until it falls over. It's compromised.
For the record, yeah, it was confirmed to me that the hoop itself is perfectly intact.
You gotta let her off the hook on this one, dude.
It's just the base that's cracked.
Yes.
This is
actually not
shoe
the
guy.
Base. It's the plate.
Who cares? Oh my God.
What is the plate?
Who cares?
I'm so
what do you
confused.
Mean?
Who cares?
Look where you're going.
When you do-
it's in the grass. How do you hit it?
Oh, no. Okay, that's
how do you hit it? It's
an amazing question. In defense of AHAC, I'd like to end this conversation.
Let me give you a little advice.
Huh.
You can buy a brand new hoop.
Okay, I'm going to need to.
When you win the current Powerball draw.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Is that still big?
Yeah.
Nobody won it on Monday?
Yeah.
No.
And nobody won it yesterday? Wednesday,
yep.
Yeah. So it went up again.
It's up to $565 million. That's a lot of basketball hoops.
Yeah, think about that.
What are the rules about splitting it with your spouse? You don't have to, right?
If I
would buy a ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
The kind of attorney I'm going to get her, you're going to give her more than half of that. Buy your tickets by Saturday because that's when the drawing is. I bought mine on the way to work today.
Yeah, we can legally participate, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to make sure.
Well, Tiak is going to, he can't win because he's putting this negative energy out into the universe about the plate of your stupid basketball hoop. Yeah, I've seen like highlights of Kobe. I can't hit it because the plate scratched.
There are no
Let
plates.
Let me just run over
those.
Your grill. Yes, you're right. Oh, it's in the grass.
All right. You can also apply the double play feature for a buck to be up for a second chance drawing for $10 million. $565 million. Get a Powerball ticket today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay. This is not going to be our usual silly, I don't know, antics.
Oh, boy.
Maybe you guys can lighten this mood a little bit. I've been really upset today, and it honestly does not have anything to do with me.
but it has to do with someone really close to me. I don't want to say who because it's a really sensitive thing.
Yeah. We're here for it.
This person very close to me has a dog that they rescued probably 8 years ago now.
Okay.
They have since had children.
Oh.
And they're, as the dog is getting older and older, the dog has now bit each of the children. Not horribly. Everyone's fine. But this person is now at a place where like they have to have, there has to be a solution. This dog cannot be around their kids. And they're worried about the dog even being around other dogs, which they have. And any other kids. So like when kids come over to the house and all of that.
Oh my God.
And I've literally been crying all morning because I keep thinking about like, imagine, I mean, all of you have like dogs in your life.
Yeah.
And they're just a part of your family. And then one day you have to be like, I guess you gotta go.
They're not thinking about putting the dog.
No.
They want to rehome the dog.
They're, yes, rehoming right now is the only option. Again, Ben, this person got the dog before they even met their spouse, who they then had the kids with, right? So this is like, it was absolutely their family. And I just, like, when you make that decision to get a dog, you're never thinking they're going to change their behavior. For years and years, this dog had no problem with like other people's kids.
And we don't know why this is happening all of a sudden. How many kids do they have? Or do you want to say?
Because there's kids. That absolutely happened with one of my sister's dogs.
Really?
Oh, he bit Patrick in the head, had to call the ambulance.
No.
It was.
They got rid of the dog, right?
Rehomed. Easy decision.
Yeah. Especially if it's like that serious of like a.
Yeah.
But is rehoming, doesn't it reach a point? Because I've had like people in my life who have been through this, and I thought it reached a point where they had no choice but to put it down because like the incident was so bad. Is that a thing or no? Like the thing was so, the incident was
sometimes,
so bad.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know what qualifies it or not, but sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
I would say this dog will be rehomed to somebody who doesn't have children.
No children.
Sure. It'll
probably
be rehomed
no
with
dogs.
Like somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to around elderly people, like,
I know.
Like what? Who wants that? Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Did you say it's a lab?
No, it's little, not even a tiny mix, but like a medium sized mix. Again, it was a rescue
not like
originally.
I do not want the hate texts, but I have to say it.
Right.
It's not one of those breeds.
No.
Pit bull, Doberman, the ones that are
quote unquote known.
There
for
you
this
go.
Kind of
to be aggressive.
Exactly. And it's only happened as the dog's gotten older and older. We think they're like 9 now. So then that's another issue with rehoming is sometimes they won't rehome quote
older
unquote
dogs.
Senior dogs.
Because the other thing I was asking, it can be the kids, yes, but it can also be that they can't see or they can't hear. So then they get startled more. Like the kids' boundaries are like zero. So they just walk up and just start bang, bang, bang. And the dogs are like, what is that? And just like, rip to make it stop.
And one incident was a startle. One was a like, what is it? Protective of their space. Territorial. Like,
yeah.
And one was food.
Yeah.
So they're just in like a horrible position. And I was sobbing all morning thinking about like, what if someday I plan to have kids? And like,
there's
what
a
if
lot
that was
of
my
places
puppy?
Like where we sent Beryl. Beryl did have to go to, all the dogs are named after like rocks, nerds.
I didn't know that Beryl was a rock.
Yeah, whatever. had to go to some sort of like facility, only had a limited amount of days. So I think if he wasn't adopted or taken in, then they would have put him down.
Oh.
But then this farm lady was like, I'll take him. And so now he's on a farm, literally. Not
what your parents tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
With like 14 other dogs and like doing fine.
Oh, do you guys get updates still?
We used to.
Okay.
Not anymore.
And remind me, did you say how the age of the kids? If you don't want to give specifics.
They're like young.
Young.
Like under 5.
And the newest one is young?
He's like 2 now.
Okay. I'm just going to say.
Like, he was the most recent bite. And so the owner is like, and the parent, it's just like, oh. And what if the next visit is to the hospital or call the ambulance? Or
you have to pick your kids first.
Yeah.
It sucks, but you have to.
So, I hate telling this story, but like I had friends and they had a dog. He had a dog and he loved the dog. It was one of the known aggressive breeds.
Oh.
And they had a baby. They did the thing with the hat. You bring the hat home first and the dog smelled it, thought it was fine or whatever. And then they had the baby and the baby was doing some floor time and it bit the baby. And they were like, so they put the dog in behavioral assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we think it's okay. And the guy's like, it's been my dog forever. I want to, let's keep it. And when they brought the dog home, they were playing with the baby in the lap and the dog came and bit the baby's head and did the
shake
back and forth and the baby died.
Okay, so this person's making the right decision.
There is no choice here.
Yeah.
So I know you feel bad because you love dogs.
Yeah, and my
family,
someone very close to me, we're all dog people.
Correct.
You know, and so I just know this is like absolutely destroying them, but your guys' stories have now helped me be able to go back to them and be like, you're making the right choice.
You can be dog person.
Yeah.
But you have to be a person.
Yeah.
Before that.
And let another like dog only person take care of the dog. Yeah. So texters, feel free to give me your stories too, because boy, it's brutal.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Who is it?
You.
Oh. No.
We've been talking every once in a while about a recent travel experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It got brought up to me the other day by some higher ups within this company.
Oh, no.
And they were like,
oh, no, they were auditing our time.
Yeah. Well, they were like, traveling together can do one. It's like putting your relationship on
to the test.
Yeah.
Like if you're dating somebody and you travel, like my first wife, our second date was in Cancun.
Amazing. You knew you liked each other after that. Right. I think you should travel within like the first 2 months of dating someone.
It's a time machine.
Yeah.
You can, like, if you don't want to mess around, if you're I need to see if we're compatible.
Yeah.
And the higher ups who I was speaking with really didn't think we would do well.
Really? Wait.
What? For real? Because
Who are the higher ups?
I can't say.
Are they here?
No. Okay. But here's the thing. It makes sense.
We're why all they very would think, different.
First off, traveling with me, everyone thinks would be really, really hard.
It
but
was.
That's because they don't.
We discussed the activity you were doing on the plane.
The flight simulator.
Where you were intentionally crashing.
The throwing the pretzels at Erica.
Yep. Yeah. So, right. They were correct.
Okay. Whatever.
The rest of us were fine.
Yeah. I think the rest of us were pretty.
Shut up. I was great on the trip. Everybody loved me.
I like traveling with you, boss.
Thank you.
Okay.
No.
You got
me in the Amex lounge. I've never been so fancy.
It was pretty fun.
It was awesome.
I also almost got kicked out of the Amex lounge.
Yeah, can I just say, if you know anything about any of the lounges, they have a rule because of the alcohol.
I didn't know about this.
Erica grabbed a mimosa and barely turned around and went, oh. It was like watching Joey Chestnut with a hot dog. It was like,
to be fair, I was running late and I really wanted a mimosa.
Yeah,
before.
Well, you wanted more than one.
Right. I didn't know about the rule.
You horked that down and then turned around, sat your glass down. They're like,
another one.
And he said, your next one will have to be 15 minutes later. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
He still gave it to you.
He did.
Because I wallet flogged him.
Yeah. Slacker walked up behind me with a $20 bill.
Anyway, all that to say, I thought we had a great time. I thought we bonded. I felt like
I agree.
We are together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
We think the same. Mm-hmm. It just really brought us together. Yeah, I feel you, Erica.
Yeah, except for one major thing.
We just found out that T-Hack checks out of hotels.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What purpose? For what?
They give you a checkout time. You just need to be out of the room most of the time by 11.
And if you need the folio, you can just check out usually on your TV or whatever, or call the hotel later and they'll email you the folio.
Why did you need the folio, man?
You didn't.
So how come every time I check out of the hotel, they never say, oh, sir, you don't need to do this? Okay. They've never said that.
Dude.
They go, wow, somebody's checking out.
Does everybody get what he does with his logic?
Yeah.
He comes up with a thing and then he grabs onto it so hard. It's like, just because they didn't tell you that you were wrong.
You walked past the key drop off.
Yeah, there's a like, there's a thing right there that says key drop off.
I didn't drop off.
I didn't drop off mine either.
I didn't either.
No, I always hold.
I still have mine in my bag.
Yeah, I kept the keys.
Keys?
I had two keys. Yeah.
Why would you keep both?
Because I gave them to my kids because they pretend they're little credit cards.
Okay, oh, that's cute. Okay, stinking cute.
No, no. Wait. Oh, hey, sorry. We're still
we're mad at you.
Don't you want to check out? Don't you want just for the your ease of mind to know like. They know I checked out. If anything happens in the room, they're like, it wasn't me. I clearly checked out. I'm on record. I'm on the camera.
An interesting point.
I checked out. And they go, oh, well, you're missing all those bottles of booze. Nope, I checked out.
There were no bottles of booze in our room.
We didn't have
yours. Anymore.
No, okay.
Isn't that a peace of mind? Especially when you're traveling, you're in a different state. You're like, I'll never be back here again. You've got a hold on my credit card. I don't know what you're going to charge me for. So I'm just letting you know I'm leaving. Take my name off of the room. Whatever happens after this, not
me. I hate that his logic is sound.
It's not terrible, and I just.
Who knows what's happening in your guys' rooms right now?
They saw me leave. I'm on camera leaving.
That's true.
It's like
and coming back and leaving and coming back. I
left with a bag. Okay. The other thing is, I don't want to give him any more, but I just saw an article that like. Then it tells the maid that you're gone so they can go to your room. Like they can send a note up to, and they're like.
So we're bad people because people were waiting on our rooms that weren't technically checked out of and the maid. Yeah.
They know we're out of there by 11. They gave us the time.
I know, but if we checked out at 10, then like,
they could get moving.
They get an hour head start on the room.
All those poor, tired souls waiting outside. Is our room ready?
It's a very nice hotel. They're going to be okay.
Is our room ready yet?
Have so it turns out the lines are still the same, but who the a-holes are is different.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about someone that T-Hack might know.
Oh, are they from Iowa?
Oh, Lord.
All right. And I've got a story that'll make you want to catch up.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm out.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in.
No, she knows.
I know. I got excited.
I'm excited about hers too, because who might T-Hack know, but I'll go quick.
My God, this show is off the rails.
My story's out of the UK. A man's facing legal consequences for doing. Okay.
You are so bad at that.
Yeah, I am, actually. And I also went like a harsh UK, not like. I'm like a lovely, like I'm Kate Winslet. And like. So, anyway, a man is facing legal consequences because of something he did to his neighbor's house. Okay. And.
What did he do?
He was really upset because this neighbor's unkempt hedge was blocking his scenic.
Was it? Hedge.
It was unkempt, eh?
Right.
it's blocking my flat.
It was blocking my view, mate.
Right.
So he got very frustrated and made a catapult.
What? What year is this from?
And said, bombs away! With tomatoes.
Tomatoes, actually. So, it's a British story.
Tomatoes
were being flung from one flat to another.
And the victim's house suffered very minimal damage, but the tomato thrower was charged with harassment.
Mino!
I thought that was a donkey.
That's the police.
Yeah.
You can't do the regular siren because it's in the UK.
Right. Okay.
Right. Is that the end?
Yes.
Right. All right, anxious. Why don't you go?
Well, my story's out of Iowa.
Ooh, I know this guy.
Coming.
I know this guy.
A 47-year-old man named Kip Polston.
Kip, the old Polston family in Iowa.
Went to high school with him. Great guy. Maybe not anymore.
I said he was 47 also. you went to high school?
Yeah, well.
He was not the smartest guy. He went a few times.
Well, he was pulled over in Nebraska.
Oh.
Woo, Runza.
He made it out.
And when they pulled him over, first off, he was hauling two motorcycles. One was stolen, whatever. They also, when they pulled him over, noticed that he was
nude.
Oh no!
He was naked.
He was a robber and fully nude.
Yeah. Ooh. We can't. No one wants to touch a man who's naked. So like, maybe he could get away with it.
No one.
Kind of.
Yeah. I showered with Kip in high school. It's nobody. Trust me.
He did have a pair of pants like draped over his crotch, and he said that he was hot and allergic to his own sweat.
Mm. So he okay.
He also admitted he had a pipe and a dab with him. So
classic Kip.
Oh boy.
All right. Well.
Is it my?
Yes, you should. Oh my God!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.